praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies toward us. Thank you for your peace that fills our hearts and minds and situations. Thank you for how you have helped us, blessed us, and defended us. Thank you for your prosperity. You have brought into our lives. Thank you for the truths you have given to us. We thank you, Lord, for putting your honor upon our lives. Thank you for correcting us when we needed to be corrected. Thank you for guiding us through the path of life and righteousness. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for prayers we prayed and then you answered. We thank you for how you touch us and transform our lives. Thank you for breathing upon us your breath of life, and by your breath you have revived us, and you have caused dead and dying things to receive life. Thank you, Lord, for your visitations to us. Thank you for how you visited us even when we did not ask for it. Thank you for battles you fought for us during the hours of midnight when we were fast asleep. You appeared in our dreams. You appeared in our rooms. And you fought for us and gave us victories. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for difficult things you have made easy unto us. We thank you for opportunities you have sent to us that have changed our lives. We thank you for more opportunities you are sending our way. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your hand that is lifting us from where we are right now to where you want us to be. Thank you for putting a smile on our faces. Thank you for joy that fills our hearts. Thank you for happiness that fills our hearts. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we have come together again this night, this midnight, to seek your face and to pray. I ask, O Lord, that you open your heavens over this meeting. Let your glory come upon us. Let your power locate everyone that will be joining this meeting. Let your mighty hand help us. Give us more than what we'll be asking from you tonight. Do great things as we pray. Release our miracles and let your name be forever glorified. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do more than our expectations. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I strongly believe that the Lord, your God, is here to help you. If you can pray with faith and with all your heart, surely the Lord is here to help you. Amen. We are going to start with worship songs before the prayer point.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. O Lord, have your way in our midst. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way in our families. Have your way, Lord, in our situations. Have your way. Oh Lord, have your way. Thanks. Thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you all the things. Thanks, thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, oh
Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, Father, we are grateful. Oh Lord, you have been so good, we are grateful. Oh Lord, you have been so merciful for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, King of glory, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. We lift you up, God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. We are heartful of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you, for you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing, and it one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah, we have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. Mighty Redeemer, you are God. You are God, oh. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. You are God. You can never fail. You are God, you can never be defeated, mighty Redeemer, you are God, Jesus, you are God, oh, you are God, you are not Emmanuel. You are the Lord that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. Hallelujah, for the Lord God only potent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise Jesus, hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, because he lives, all fear is gone, all fear is gone. Because I know, because I know, oh, he holds my future, my life is worth a living just. Because he lives, because Jesus lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone, all fear is gone. Because I know, because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus. There is power mighty in the blood, there is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. Oh, in the blood, there is power mighty in the blood of Jesus. There is power mighty in the blood. Oh, in his blood, there is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you today.
We welcome you today.
We welcome you today. This is your house. This is your house. Your home. Your home. We welcome you. Lord, we welcome you. This is yours, your home. We welcome you today. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you today. Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift you up. Jesus, we lift up your name. Forever be lifted high. Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift you up, O Lord. Jesus, we lift up your name. Wanna sing of the Lord? Wanna sing of your love. I wanna sing of your love. Wanna sing of your mercy. I wanna sing of your mercy. Wanna tell the whole world. I want to tell the whole world of the greatness of you, of the greatness of you. So I'll sing of you, Lord. I will sing of you, Lord. And I will sing of your mercy. I will sing of your mercy. And I would tell the whole world, I would tell the whole world of the greatness of you. Lord Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift you up. Jesus, we lift up your name. Forever be lifted high. Jesus, we lift up your name. Over every power, Jesus, we lift up your name. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave, Savior. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Hallelujah. Begin to praise him, worship him, adore him, glorify him, magnify him, worship him. He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battles. Worship the Rock of Ages, the Rock of Israel, the Lord of hosts, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who was and is to come. Begin to worship him. He is your Father. He is your Maker, your Helper, your Help, your Restorer. He is your God, your Strength, your Power. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Father, we bless your holy name. You are the rock of our salvation, the rock our defender, the rock of our safety. For in you we hide. Thank you for who you are. We praise you for who you are. For you are greater than all, stronger than all, wiser than all, mightier than all. We worship you, Father. You reign forever. You rule over all. Your dominion is over all. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. All power belongs to you. All power belongs to you. You speak and it comes to pass. You speak and they happen instantly. Father, we worship you. You have determined the end of all things, even before they began. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Lord. You control times and seasons. You determine what happens every day. Nothing that happens is without your knowledge. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Lord, for you are so dependable. You are so reliable. We can trust in you. For you are so faithful. We can depend on you. We can believe in you. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your helping hand. You have stretched toward me. Thank you for your helping hands I saw in times of need. Thank you for your helping hands that helped me in times of need. Thank you for your helps. Begin to thank God like that. When I was helpless, when I could not help myself, you sent me help from a sanctuary. Thank you, Jesus, for your helps. Thank you for your helps that have sustained me. Thank you for your helps that have kept me. Thank you for your helps that delivered me. Thank you for your helps that gave me restoration. Thank you for your helps that gave me honor. Thank you for your helps that gave me victories. Thank you, Lord, for your helps that led to my prosperity. Thank you for your helps that led to my greatness. Thank you for your helps that brought me riches and wealth. Thank you, Lord, for your helps. Thank you, Lord, for your helps that make me to rule over my oppressors. Thank you for your helps that have made me to pray accurately and correctly. Thank you for your helps, O Lord, that have strengthened me when I was weak. Thank you, Lord, for your helps that gave me direction when I was confused. Thank you for your helps that have saved me. Thank you for your helps that have rescued me. Oh Lord, thank you. Oh Lord, thank you. Oh Lord, thank you. Oh Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like only God is the helper you have. You're going to pray like only God is the Holy One that can rescue you. So you're going to pray with all your heart fixed on the Lord. With that knowledge that my help can only come from him. That if he will not help me, no one else can. So you're going to pray with that mindset. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, I look up to you. Every day, I look up to you for survival. I look up to you for protection. I look up to you for provisions. I look up to you for support. Oh Lord, visibly demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. Oh Lord, demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. Physically, face to face, demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. See, Father, I look up to you for survival, for strength, for hope, for direction. I look up to you for light, for enlightenment. I look up to you, Lord, for provisions, for support. Father, demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. Visibly demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. Oh, Lord, physically demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. As I look up to you every day, oh Lord, demonstrate your faithfulness. Demonstrate your faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Demonstrate your faithfulness by performing miracles in the name of Jesus. Demonstrate your faithfulness to me face to face. Show me and everyone around me how faithful you are. In the name of Jesus, reveal in my life with signs and wonders your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, manifest in my life signs and wonders to prove your faithfulness, to show everyone your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, reveal signs and wonders in my life to show your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, for I look up to you for help. I look up to you daily for support. I look up to you daily for protection. I look up to you daily for victories. I look up to you daily for instructions and directions. I look up to you daily for blessings. Oh Lord, I look up to you daily for strength and encouragement. Father, demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. Visibly demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. In the name of Jesus, reveal your mighty works in my life. to show your faithfulness, to show everyone your faithfulness, to show everyone your kindness, to show everyone how much you care for me. Lord, do your mighty works to show your faithfulness in my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, my heart is fixed on you. Therefore, let me not be put to shame. Let not the unbelievers mock your name in my life. Say, Father, my heart is fixed on you. Therefore, let me not be put to shame. Let not unbelievers mock your name in my life. Let not the heathen mock your name in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lord, my heart is fixed on you. My heart is fixed on you. My heart is fixed on you. My faith is fixed on you. My trust is fixed on you. My soul is fixed on you. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let me be put to shame. Let not unbelievers mock your name in my life. Let not unbelievers mock your name in my calling, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my career. Let not unbelievers mock your name in my life. Oh Lord, do not let me be put to shame, for I have fixed my heart on you. Thank you, Lord. I fix my heart on you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, my Father and my God, you are the lifter of my head. Lift me up beyond every limitation the enemy has set to stop me. Lift me up above every limitation the enemy has set to stop my greatness, to stop my success, to stop my progress, to stop my prosperity. Oh Lord, lift me up above them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. My Father and my God, you are the lifter of my head. Therefore, lift me above every limitation Satan has set to stop me from rising to the place of fulfillment of destiny. Every limitation the enemy has set to stop my greatness, to stop my progress and success and prosperity. Oh Lord of hosts, lift me above them all. In the name of Jesus, every limitation the kingdoms of darkness have set to stop my spiritual growth, to stop my spiritual advancement in you, my spiritual elevation in you. Oh Lord of hosts, lift me above such limitations. Right now, in the name of Jesus, lift me above them all. Lift me above them all. Lift me above them all. In the name of Jesus, every limitation Satan has set to stop my financial prosperity, to stop my financial increase. Oh Lord of hosts, take me above such limitations. Let me be above every limitation set by the enemy to stop me from becoming who you want me to be. Right now, in the name of Jesus, lift me above them all. Lord, lift me above such limitations. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every limitation that has tarried for years in my life, every limitation that have limited me for years, oh Lord of hosts, lift me above them now. In the name of Jesus, every limitation that have limited the manifestation of my calling and destiny, every limitation that have limited the manifestation of my calling and destiny, oh Lord of hosts, lift me above them all. Lift me above them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Jesha deshenagato shtelabala. Mashenigehende tashilagala. Lihande dihasujala. Mashenjenegeteshtenegeshnia. Every limitation the enemy have set in my finances to limit how much financial blessings I get, oh Lord of hosts, lift me up above them all. Lift me up above such limitations right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God reverse every evil the enemy has programmed to happen to me at a future time. Let the power of God reverse that evil. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every evil the kingdom of darkness has programmed to happen to me at a future time, let the power of God reverse them now. Let the power of God reverse them now, in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God reverse them now, in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God reverse them now, in the name of Jesus. Every evil the kingdoms of darkness have programmed to happen to me, to happen to my spouse, to happen to my marriage, to happen to my career, my family, my calling, my ministry, at a future time, let the power of God reverse them. Let the power of God terminate them. Let the power of God reverse them right now. In the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God reverse every evil the kingdom of darkness, agents of darkness, forces of darkness are programmed to happen to me at a future time. Let the power of God reverse them now. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God reverse them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every presence of darkness in my life that is making things difficult for me, making life difficult for me. Let the fire of God destroy them now. Every presence of darkness that is making easy things, simple things, difficult in my life. What would take others, what is easy for others to achieve, that every presence of darkness making it difficult for me to achieve, let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the fire of God destroy presence of darkness that is making life difficult for me, making things difficult for me, making achieving good things difficult, making success difficult, making progress difficult. Let the fire of God destroy them. Mashi hendi kitashala. Helena jemega dishidia. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God destroy them. Every presence of darkness following my life, attached to my life, making good things difficult to achieve, making success difficult to achieve, making progress, establishment, development, growth difficult for me to achieve, making righteousness difficult for me to achieve. Let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, presence of darkness following my life, making my life difficult, making achieving good things difficult, let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, send your word of direction. Send your word of directions and guidance to me to terminate my confusion. Send your word of guidance. Send your word of direction to me to terminate my confusion so that I will not be misled, so that I will make the right choices in life and in destiny. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God like that. Say, Father, send your word of instruction and directions and guidance to me to terminate my confusion. In the name of Jesus, send your word of direction. Send your word of direction. Send your word of direction. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, Father, send your word of direction and instruction and guidance to me to end my confusion. Send your word of guidance, instruction, and direction to me and end my confusion in the name of Jesus. Send your word of direction, instruction, and guidance to me so that I will be aligned with your will and plans for my life. So that I will be properly aligned with your will and plans for my life. In the name of Jesus. So that I will not make wrong choices and wrong decisions. Oh Lord, send your word of direction and instructions and guidance to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, let your grace appear to sustain me and enable me to achieve and accomplish what my strength has failed to accomplish. You can say, Father, let your grace appear in my life to sustain me and enable me to achieve things my strength has failed to achieve, to accomplish things my strength has failed to accomplish. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Hashtag Gehelegladana. Talk to God. So don't let your grace appear to uphold me. Let your grace appear to sustain me. Let your grace appear to enable me, to empower me, so that I may achieve those things my strength has failed to achieve. So that I may accomplish the things my strength has failed to accomplish. Oh Lord, let your grace appear in my life. Let your grace appear in my life. Let your grace appear in my life. And help me. Let your grace appear in my life and enable me. Let your grace appear in my life and strengthen me. Let your grace appear in my life and empower me. Let your grace appear in my life and sustain me and support me and uphold me to achieve things my strength has failed to achieve. To accomplish things my strength has failed to accomplish. Let your grace appear now in the midst of my life, in the midst of my body. Let your grace appear in the midst of my mind. Let your grace appear in the midst of my soul. Let your grace appear in the midst of my spirit. Let your grace appear and let it enable me to achieve the things my strength, my human strength, has failed to accomplish. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah. You're going to say, let the anger of God destroy our battles of darkness, attacking me to stop me from ascending to the next higher level God has prepared for me. Raise up your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy battles of hell, battles of darkness, attacking me to stop my rising into the next higher level God has prepared for me. Let the anger of God waste them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nijene ki hisasa, lishta neteda, majene ga dishinia, hekte gushide agedabala, nisu jeke toshedabala. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy battles of hell attacking me to stop my rising to the next higher level God has prepared for me. Let the anger of God destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy them. Let the anger of God destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray fervently, seriously, desperately, passionately, aggressively. Let the anger of God destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Battles of witchcraft, battles of marine spirits, attacking me to stop me from rising to the next higher level God has prepared for me. Let the anger of God consume them. Battles of hell, battles of darkness, battles of witchcraft, battles of demons, battles of principalities, attacking me to stop me from rising to the next higher level God has prepared for me. Let the anger of God consume them all. Let the anger of God consume them all. Let the hunger of God consume them all. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying.
Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like that. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every presence and operation of darkness in my life that is prolonging my testimonies, prolonging my breakthroughs, prolonging my success. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Presence and oppression of darkness in my life, prolonging my progress, prolonging my success, prolonging the manifestation of God's will for my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them. Begin to pray like that. Nihiste gata siala shana shinagala. Dent enege shesuzala. Nijihe tending hashda. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy presence and activities of darkness and demons in my life, in my environment, prolonging my testimonies, prolonging my success, causing delays. Every operation of darkness going on in my life, causing delay of manifestation of God's promises, delaying the manifestation of God's promises, let the fire of God destroy them now. Presence of darkness, activities of darkness going on in my environment, in my home, in my career, in my life, in my ministry, delaying the manifestation of progress and success and prosperity and greatness. Let the fire of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, whatsoever the kingdom of darkness are busy doing day and night to delay the manifestation of God's blessings in my life, to delay the manifestation of God's helps for my life, let the fire of God consume them. In the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, you're still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, empower me to move forward. You're going to say, Father, empower me to move forward in every area I have been delayed. Empower me to move forward. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, empower me to move forward. 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 In every area, the enemy have delayed me. In every thing, I have been delayed. Oh Lord, empower me to move forward. In every way, I have been delayed. Oh Lord, empower me to move forward. Right now, in the name of Jesus, spiritually empower me to move forward. Physically empower me to move forward. In every aspect of my life, where the enemy has delayed me, oh Lord, empower me now to move forward. In the name of Jesus, empower me, O Lord. Empower me, O Lord, to move forward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Empower me. Empower me. O Lord, release into my life every resource that I need, everything that I need to move forward, release them now into my life. In the name of Jesus, blessings that I need to move forward in my life, calling, career, and destiny. Oh Lord, release them now. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. Favors that I need, helps that I need to move forward, to move forward. Release them now into my life. In the name of Jesus, release them, O Lord. Release them, O Lord. I do not want to be stagnant. Begin to say, Lord, I do not want to be stagnant. I do not want to continue in stagnation. Oh Lord, release everything I need to move forward in life and destiny. Release them now. Shemige litarana naga. Bien dishinya. Ketele kyadishta. Oh Lord, empower me to move forward. Thank you, Father. Empower me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, let your covenant of prosperity as you have revealed in your word begin to work for me. Let your covenant of prosperity as you have revealed in your word begin to work for me. In the name of Jesus, you said whatsoever I lay my hands upon shall prosper. Oh Lord, let your covenant of prosperity as it is revealed in your word begin to work for me right now in the name of Jesus. Pray like that. Your covenant of prosperity as it is in your word, let it produce results in my life. Let it work 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 in my life. In the name of Jesus. You said, wherever I go and whatever I do, I will be blessed. Oh Lord, let your covenant of prosperity begin to produce results in my life. In the name of Jesus, you said, my towns and fields shall be blessed. You said, my children and my crops will be blessed. Oh Lord, let your covenant of prosperity begin to produce great results in my life. In the name of Jesus, you said you will guarantee a blessing on everything that I do. You said you will fill my storehouses with grain. Oh Lord, let this covenant of prosperity produce great results in my life and finances. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, hold my hands and walk walk with me and take me into the glory you have prepared for me. You're going to say, Father, hold my hands. Lord Jesus, hold my hands. Walk with me. Take me into the glory you have prepared for me. Take me through the levels of glory. take me through the levels of glory, the heights in your glory, the realms in your glory. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, Father, hold my hands. Hold my hands. Walk with me. Take me into the realms in your glory you have prepared for me. Take me into the levels in your glory you have prepared for me. Nehi getara dada, nijesi henisha dada, liendera tashinaba. Take me, O Lord, into the heights you have prepared for me in your glory. In the name of Jesus, take me to the realms of your glory. Take me through the realms of your glory. Thank you, Father. Take me, Lord, through the heights in your glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to understand that to know God, there are battles you must conquer. Yeah. Temptations you must overcome. So there's a great darkness. Between you and knowing God, there's a great darkness between you and knowing God. So to know God is to conquer that darkness. And as I've said before, sometime ago, I think on this platform, I said that there is no darkness as great as the darkness that is stopping people from knowing God. Yeah, the darkness stopping people from knowing God by experience, knowing God by revelations. Yeah, there is no darkness as strong as that darkness. So that is where the greatest darkness lies. So you're going to pray. Except you conquer that darkness, you will keep relating with God from afar. You will not be able to really walk with Him. You will not be able to really hear from Him. You will not be able to really know Him and be led by Him. So therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with fire to destroy the darkness are blocking me from knowing you. Say, Father, fill me with fire to destroy the darkness stopping me from knowing you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Mahia shandahata. Hilenin kishosiyan de tishala. Oh Lord, fill me with fire right now. Fill me with fire right now to destroy the darkness stopping me from knowing you. The darkness stopping me from knowing you. Oh Lord, fill me with fire to conquer that darkness right now. In the name of Jesus, fill me with fire. Jadekeshtana, Beroketendiyisashla, Nehenegedisha Kesosialea, Gideshdiyandoriyalashina, Mashenegateradada. Fill me with fire to conquer that darkness, to overcome that darkness, the darkness stopping me from knowing you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, fill me with fire to conquer the darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, John the Baptist said something in the scriptures. Yeah, I think I will look for the place. Yeah. But this is what John the Baptist said. He said, I must decrease. Yeah, that is John chapter 3. John chapter 3 verse 30. John the Baptist said, he said, he must increase, but I must decrease. He said Jesus must increase, but himself must decrease. Yeah. If you want to overcome the darkness between you and knowing God intimately, you must follow that principle in that verse. You must decrease. Yeah. You must decrease till you are nothing. Yeah. So it's not as if you decrease, you know, you are decreasing to a point and then you now stop decreasing. You must decrease till you become nothing. So everything about me, myself, I must not be found anymore. That is the only way to know God. To lose everything. To forget yourself. To stop thinking about yourself. To stop laboring for yourself. Living for yourself. Yeah. So everything about you must decrease to nothing. That is the only way you can know him. So you're going to pray. Some people think they can be full of themselves and still know God. And in so doing, they became deceived. Yeah. Because the only person I know you will know when you are full of yourself is not God, is the enemy. Yeah. When you are seeking God and you are full of yourself seeking God, you will not meet God. You will meet the enemy, the opposite of God. Yeah. So many of those people, they ended up becoming deceived. And many of them became even false prophets, because they thought they would find God while they still put on self, while they're still serving self, while they still have the flesh self controlling them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I choose to decrease so that you, O Lord, can increase in me, can be magnified in me, can be glorified in me. So that you can magnify yourself in me and glorify yourself in me. You're going to say, I choose to decrease. Holy Spirit, help me. You're going to say, I choose to decrease that Jesus may increase, that Jesus may magnify himself in me, that Jesus may glorify himself in me. I choose to decrease. Holy Spirit, help me, for this is the only way. Begin to pray like that. There is no other way. If anyone preach to you any other gospel, they are killing you, for there is no other way. Say, Lord, I choose to decrease so that you can increase in me. Help me, Lord. Expose the darkness that is in me to me so that I can kill it. Expose the self that is in me, the flesh that is in me, that is controlling me, ruling my life. The self, the flesh that is ruling my life. Lord, begin to expose it to me so that I can continue to decrease, continue to kill it, so that I may know you, so that you may increase in me. Help me, Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, I want to decrease. I want to decrease. I want to deny self. I want to kill flesh. Lord Jesus, expose every fragment of self and flesh in my life so that I can kill them and deny them, so that I can know you, so that you can increase in my life. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Lord. Help me, Father, to decrease. Help me, Father, to bring down pride, arrogance, bitterness, anger, rebellion, disobedience. Help me to bring them down so that you alone can be exalted in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. As I had said earlier, the greatest darkness is the darkness blocking people from knowing God. And you know where the problem is? The problem is that many of us are not fighting that darkness. We are busy fighting other smaller darkness. Yeah. And the truth is, until you defeat this darkness blocking you from knowing God, it is not certain that you will conquer the other darkness. It is not certain. Yeah. That you will conquer other darkness like witchcraft, territorial demons, environmental forces, and more. It is not certain that you will overcome those other darkness if you have not prevailed over the one blocking you from knowing God. Yeah, so you are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give unto me the weapons I must use to conquer the darkness stopping me from knowing you. Give unto me the weapons I need to use to overcome the darkness stopping me from knowing you. The darkness stopping me from knowing your ways, knowing your voice, knowing your heart. Give unto me that weapon. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Give unto me, Lord, the weapon, the anointing, the grace, the ability to conquer the darkness stopping me from knowing you. Give unto me that weapon. Give unto me the weapons right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me the weapons of war that I have to use to conquer the darkness blocking me from knowing you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of sin. That is driving me to sin against God, to come out right now. Every spirit of sin pushing me and driving me to sin against God, to offend God, come out right now. Come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Place your right hand on your head. Say, every spirit of sin driving me to sin against God, controlling me to sin against God, pushing me to offend God, come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Come out right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I command every spirit of sin driving me to sin against God to come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? As a Christian, you must dwell in the Spirit more than you dwell in the flesh. You must walk in the Spirit than you walk in the flesh. In fact, even while you do carnal things, according to the scriptures, you are supposed to do them in the Spirit. I'm talking about even while you hit, talk to people, do your secular jobs, your business, even while you cook in the kitchen. Yeah, you can think of any kind of things that we do that are not like things, like you watch TV, all of those things you do. Yeah, hang out with friends. Yeah. Even while you do all of these kind of things that are not actually sins. Yeah. Even though there's a level you will do them that they become sin. Yeah, but at least there are kind of things that we do that are not actually sins. Like you hit, you make love with your spouse, and more like that. Yeah, but even while we do all of those kind of things, the Bible tells us that we should do them in the Spirit, because the Bible says we should live in the Spirit. So as a Christian, you're not supposed to be carnal. There should be no time you should be carnal. There is no time for you to be carnal. So you're going to pray. So even while you do carnal things, you still have to maintain a contact with the Spirit. You still have to maintain a connection with the Spirit. You still have to do them in the Spirit. Yeah, you have to walk in the Spirit all the time. Be conscious of that fact that you are in the Spirit. You are a spirit being. And your life is in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Your survivor is in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Yeah, so you are supposed to be controlled from the realm of the Spirit, the realm of God, and not from the realm of the flesh. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I command every spirit of darkness making me to enjoy being carnal. Yeah, because some Christians, they are actually enjoying being carnal. Yeah, I don't enjoy that. I don't find pleasure in being carnal. And everyone around me knows that. Yeah, if I'm in a conversation with you and the conversation is getting carnal and carnal, the next thing is I don't talk again. I don't talk to you. I mean, I don't respond. Let me put it that way. I don't respond to the conversation again. If it's all about carnal and carnal and carnal, yeah, and there's nothing about God and God's kingdom, the next thing is I don't respond again. Yeah. Because I don't find pleasure in being carnal. Yeah, so if you're always finding pleasure in doing carnal things, watching movies, watching entertainment and all of that, and that is where you find happiness, something is wrong with you. Yeah, because that is not Christianity. Yeah, if that is where you just like to be, the realm of carnality, that is where you just enjoy to be, then something is wrong with you. So you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I command every spirit of darkness causing me to enjoy being carnal, come out in the name of Jesus. I command every spirit of darkness making me to find pleasure in being carnal. I command such spirit to come out of my life, come out of my soul, come out of my mind, come out of my body, come out of my spirit, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Some people, they are happy when they are hungry. That is weird. That is when you are happy. When you are hungry, then something is wrong. Begin to say, I command every spirit of darkness making me to find pleasure in being carnal, making me to find spiritual things boring, but find carnal things interesting. Come out of my life in the name of Jesus. Spirits of darkness making me to find spiritual things boring and kind of things interesting, come out of my life in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Spirits of darkness making me to enjoy being carnal and not being spiritual, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of me. come out of my mind. In the name of Jesus, come out of my feelings. Come out of my emotions. In the name of Jesus, spirits of darkness, making me to find pleasure in being carnal, come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray 6 more prayer points, then we will round off the session. You're going to pray like that. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, stop my tongue from talking how will I put it now? Stop my tongue from talking talking in such a way that no one is edified. Yeah, so maybe you call it talkativeness. Maybe you call it talking too much. Yeah, I don't know what you call it, but when you're talking does not edify anyone. Yeah, it does not build up people's spiritual lives. Then you're not supposed to talk that talk. Yeah. When you're talking does not give grace to those that are hearing. When you're talking is not seasoned with grace. Yeah. When you're talking does not add life and light to people. Then you're not supposed to talk that talk. So you're going to pray. I'm just trying to make you understand the prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, stop my mouth from talking talks that do not edify. Talks that do not give grace to the hearers. Holy Spirit, stop my mouth from talking such talks. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, it is a lie if you say you don't know what you would say before you say them. Yeah, everybody knows what they are about to say before they say those words. Only that they have lost control over their mouths. That is why they just speak anyhow. Ask the Lord to help you. Say, Holy Spirit, stop my mouth and tongue from talking talks that does not edify. Talks that does not give grace to the hearers. Talks that does not glorify you. Talks that does not add life to the hearers. Jesus Christ said, He said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So Jesus was not a man that talked anyhow. So every time he talks, life is being imparted. Life will leave him into the people hearing him. Light will leave him and enter into the people hearing him. Say, Lord, stop me every time I am going to talk things that does not edify, things that does not build people's spiritual life, things that does not give grace to the hearers, things that does not glorify you, things that should not be spoken at that time. Holy Spirit, stop me every time I'm about to say such things. In the name of Jesus. Things that are not timely. Things that do not glorify God. Things that do not edify the people or edify even me myself. Oh Lord, stop me from talking such things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive grace to discern every darkness appearing to me as the light. You're going to say, I receive grace to discern every darkness appearing to me as light. I receive grace to discern. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to discern. I receive grace to discern. I receive grace to discern every darkness appearing to me as light. I receive grace now in the name of Jesus. I receive grace now in the name of Jesus. I receive grace now in the name of Jesus. Grace to discern every darkness appearing to me as light. I receive grace now in the name of Jesus. I receive grace now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Grace to discern every darkness appearing as light, every lie appearing as the truth. Grace to discern. I receive now, in the name of Jesus, grace to discern every lie appearing as the truth, every darkness appearing as light. I receive grace to discern accurately these things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So, we are praying. Formal prayer point. You're going to pray. Mm-hmm. you're going to say, Father, let the strength and power in your word change my life as I obey your word, as I do your word, as I follow your word, as I practice your word. Let the strength and power that is in your word begin to change me. Begin to change me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, let the strength and power in your word change me, transform me as I do your word, as I believe in your word, as I trust in your word, as I obey your word. Let the strength and power that is in your word change me now. In the name of Jesus, let the strength and power that is in your word change my life into that new person that I have in Christ Jesus. Let the strength and power in your word change me into the personality that I am in God, into the personality that I am in Christ. Let the strength and power in your word change me into that personality. In the name of Jesus, as I obey your word, as I practice your word, as I follow your word, let the power in your word change me. In the name of Jesus, let the strength in your word change me. In the name of Jesus, the Lelinia Disha Kiti Kedadashtana. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. The strength and power that is in your word, let it change me into another man. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fruitfulness spring forth from my life. Let fruitfulness spring forth from my life. In the name of Jesus, let every barrenness disappear forever. Let fruitfulness spring forth. Let fruitfulness spring forth. Let fruitfulness spring forth. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Nishte kitana danala. Nahashesh denahada Gahan de Hedish denatala Nishte Gihorash devala Tzuziwan de Tengudabala. Let fruitfulness spring forth. Let fruitfulness spring forth from the midst of my life. Let fruitfulness with increase. Let an increasing fruitfulness. An increasing fruitfulness spring forth from my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let barrenness die. Let fruitfulness spring forth in the name of Jesus. Let barrenness die, my life. Let fruitfulness spring forth now in the name of Jesus. Fruitfulness of great things. An increasing fruitfulness. Let it spring forth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. Father, let my place in you begin to manifest here in the earth. Let where I am in you begin to manifest together with me here in the head, my position in you, my place in you, the realm where I am in you. Let it begin to manifest here on earth. Let it begin to manifest with me here on earth. I'll begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, let my place in you. Let my place in you manifest as it is right here as I walk in the earth, as I walk on earth. Let my place in you begin to manifest. Let it manifest alongside with me. Let it appear alongside with me. Let it appear together with me as I walk on this earth. The place that I am in you, let it manifest alongside with me. Let it manifest together with me as I journey through this earth. In the name of Jesus, the place that I have in you, Lord, the place that I have in Jesus, the place that I have in God, let it manifest alongside with me. Let it manifest together with me as I journey through this earth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do a new thing in my life. That will make everyone that sees me, everyone that sees my life, shout the praise of you. Do a new thing in my life that will make everyone that see me sing and shout the praise of you. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, do a new thing in my life. Do a new thing in my life. Do a new thing in my calling and destiny. Do a new thing in my career, in my business, in my life. Do a new thing, Father. Do a new thing, Father, in my home, in my family, in my marriage. Do a new thing, Father, that will make everyone that sees that new thing glorify and praise you. In the name of Jesus, do something new. Do something new. Oh Lord, do something new. Father, do something new. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We're going to round off here as I will be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh Lord, our Father, we are so grateful for your love, so grateful for your mercies, so grateful for your touch, so grateful for your visitations. Thank you for what you have done through our prayers on this platform tonight. Thank you, Lord, for mighty things you are still going to do because we prayed tonight. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the lives of everyone who have joined this prayer session. Thank you, Lord, for great things you have a plan for everyone. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the hand of the Lord shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you, and in your life there shall be the birth of a great miracle. In the name of Jesus, I say it again, the hand of the Lord shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you, and there shall proceed out of your life a great testimony, a great wonder, that everyone will hear about and glorify God. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. The kind of God's grace you have never experienced before shall come upon you for great exploits and achievements of great things in the name of Jesus. Everything devil has been doing for a long time to stop you from getting to where God wants you to reach, right now I decree that they are consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Every battle that was transferred from your ancestors and parents to you because your ancestors could not win the battles, and it was transferred to you that you may fight the same battle, I pray for you that the Lord God of Israel shall fight those battles for you. Right now, in Jesus' name, you shall experience great peace despite everything the enemy is throwing at you. Great peace from the Lord shall take over your heart and mind, and you shall be filled with great joy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.